So, over the years, I've noticed the American media spends a lot more time reporting about American deaths than about the deaths of people of any other nationalities. So, as you might expect, there's been a lot of reporting about the exact number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq, right down to their names and pictures. Here's one example I found online at a link I've provided in the video description from ABC Local News Channel 49 KTKA in Topeka, Kansas.
Today, the death toll of American troops in Iraq reached 3,000. The new year is hours old for American troops in Iraq, but 2006 did not close before crossing a grim new threshold. 3,000 American troops have now been killed since the war began in the spring of 2003. The 3,000th service member killed is believed to be 22-year-old specialist Dustin Donica of Spring, Texas.
But even though I know a lot of details about the U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq, I've learned a lot less about the number of Iraqis who have died as a result of the conflict. Newsweek contributing editor Eleanor Clift even recently nominated a study of the number of Iraqi deaths as the most underreported story of the year for the 2006 End of Year Awards on PBS's McLaughlin Group, as you can see here.
The Lancet report on the deaths of Iraqi civilians, which was meticulously researched by Johns Hopkins,
655,000.
Now, that's my serious story that was underreported.
Now, I've looked at that Lancet study of Iraqi deaths that Eleanor Clift nominated as most underreported story. And if you look at that study, and I've even provided a link to it in the description of this video, you'll find the researchers surveyed over 1,800 Iraqi households using a cluster survey methodology. You see, it's really difficult to get accurate numbers in a war zone, so these cluster surveys have been used as the most accurate method in war zones in the past. As epidemiologist Les Roberts, a co-author of the Lancet article, explained,
what we did, this cluster survey approach, is the standard way of measuring mortality in very poor countries where the government isn't very functional or in times of war. And when UNICEF goes out and measures mortality in any developing country, this is what they do. When the U.S. government went at the end of the war in Kosovo or went at the end of the war in Afghanistan and the U.S. government measured the death rate, this is how they did it. And most ironically, the U.S. government has been spending millions of dollars per year through something called the SMART Initiative to train NGOs and UN workers to do cluster surveys to measure mortality in times of wars and disasters.
But this methodology wasn't good enough for President George W. Bush, who had previously estimated only 30,000 Iraqi deaths from the war. In Bush's October 11, 2006 press conference, he was asked if this Lancet study changed his estimate of Iraqi deaths, and he avoided the question, saying,
no question it's violent, but this report is one they put it out before. It was pretty well, the methodology was pretty well discredited. But I talked to people like General Casey, and of course the Iraqi government put out a statement talking about the report.
30,000, Mr. President, do you stand by your figure, 30,000?
I stand by the figure. A lot of innocent people have lost their life. 600,000 or whatever they guessed at is just, it's not credible.
So what do you think? Shouldn't President George W. Bush be more interested in whether the number of Iraqi dead from the war is closer to 30,000 or 655,000? And shouldn't the same media that reports the name and picture of the 3,000th U.S. soldier killed in Iraq be able to report whether the number of Iraqi dead from the war is closer to 30,000 or 655,000?